something about rock coal and drift instead of just talking about it. Start doing something about it. And treatment, if you do have a alarm, what Shavonga did is we start, when someone is having a problem in Shavonga with alcohol and drugs, the elders go and talk to that person and tell them that they need to go and seek help. And they go to them for a treatment center. And also, Shavonga started what they call the health council, made by city council, tribal council, someone from the corporation, health team, the police, BPSO, the elders, and start doing activities in our own community and also do education, inviting people from their own community. And I find that our people are going through a lot of someone commits suicide, we also need to learn how to overcome that. And enforcement is real big. That means, I just showing your attention, you have alcohol and drug policy that you're going to be discussing. That is one of the things that the government had to do. They had to let the city council, the tribal council, come with alcohol and drug policy. Anyone that uses alcohol or drugs can for the city or the tribal council, you have to go and take help. Not only that, when a person finishes treatment, when they come home, they have the health council to meet them at the airport and welcome them and have a reception for them in the evening, because you do need support in your own community when someone completes a treatment center and a treatment program. Right now, when someone from Delaware or Carolina go to treatment center here and go home, you don't have any support in your own village. You need support. That's why they go back to drinking again. But I think from these councils, if you're right to alcohol program here and do more than having suicide conferences or alcohol or drug conferences. That's one of the things that our area did in Nome was bring in the 15 villages in North and South, and they had conferences for alcohol and drugs. And they planned for the whole region how they're going to work with alcohol and drugs in their own community. That's how North and South Health Corporation alcohol program initiated. And I think if the elders write to the neighbor board of directors and tell them they need more help, they need to do more on prevention activities, education on alcohol and drugs and suicide in this region, they'll respond to the alcohol and drug program, because they know how to do alcohol and drug education or to set up suicide or conferences. And I think, and I want to thank you for letting me see my share.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Wilbur Thompson. I'm going to tell you about which is related to this letter right here. Years ago, we had two persons drowned, and they drowned, and then we start digging, And this person here, hey, my buddy, they left me. So this person, he go into his house and hang himself. So we dig three graves. And I listened to a pastor who was conducting a funeral. And I understand him, which is not easy to say, but who is the person who conducting saying he was a good man. The conductor is preaching the best part, and there's a lot of young people listening, saying that they went up to heaven. I don't know if it's true or not, but like what Levi tried to explain a while ago, it's not easy to say. I think that you're conducting, why using the best part and leave the rest, which is true, the message you're supposed to give more, just set it down and use the best part. I myself, I talk about this before to my friends, like if I die, don't lie if you conduct. Tell the people I was that way. I was drinking, do all kinds of sin. And that way you'll be talking honestly. And I didn't want to hurt your people. I didn't mean to hurt you, but then that's just what I've heard it too before on the conducting idea. Use the best part and then lay down the what they're supposed to give. So there's that person today, my friends leave me. So they knew they go up to heaven, and there was a young people listening. I did want to bring it up, but then it came to me, and then I thank you. Yeah.
You want to take a break? Take 15 minutes break? Talk about it if you want to, or whatever, and we'll see how we're going to do this then. Let's take a half deep in the break.
Thank you to, I have to share
I don't know what has been said before I come in, but I get part of this. I get part of the conversation when I got in. We just had a funeral. You know, there was a suicide last week. A young lady with two children and one in her belly yet. So it looks to me like we lost two people because that baby was almost ready to be born. It was sad. But then, listening, when I got in, I started thinking. We had a similar service up there, same kind. They talked to the audience that this person has gone to heaven and we'll see him someday. And it in our church, in our French church, it's not that way we talk to our children. We let them know, you know, what to expect when they're this way and what to expect if they get this way. There's only two ways to go. And we don't give them sweet talk like that. If you kill yourself, you're going to heaven anyway. We don't tell them like that. But in church, it was, the funeral was in other church, and we feel hurt about it. And yesterday in our church service, in between, as church members in our church, we talk about it, and we make up our mind to try and talk to them in 1 week, in a week, one day, and get them together and talk to them, let them know. Not tell them sweet talk like that. If you do that, you're going to heaven anyway. No, we won't tell them that, but we'll tell them from the Bible. It was that way in Kivalina, and I'm glad it was brought up, and I want to be part in it if they sign our sign too, because it's not good.
Thank you,
Lord.
Dealing with the issue of suicide, certainly the churches are involved in it, and you know, as you said, and I think as most of us are aware, we need to be careful of what we say in those circumstances from a number of different angles. But beyond the church, or the churches in any individual town, there's a number of other groups that are involved or supported in suicide prevention. To say that suicide prevention would even fall on, you know, a council of churches here in Kotzebue, I don't think scratches the surface. It does involve the elders, it does involve tribal councils, it involves the whole community. You know, and so I think, first of all, if we're talking about somehow trying to address the issue of suicide, what seems to me is, you know, first of all, it can't be controlled by Kotzebue, but by, you know, the Kotzebue churches meeting together, or, you know, the Kotzebue organizations even meeting together, that isn't going to do a whole lot in Kivalina. It seems like each of the villages or towns need to get, you know, the organizations together involving churches, involving elders, involving the tribal people, involving the mental health people, involving the police, and say, how are we as a community going to address this issue? It's not a global issue. I think it can be solved, from here, because there are people in the villages that aren't involved in it. And I don't think we can, we can dictate that. We can encourage them, but we can't dictate it yet. Something needs to be done, and we need to get together in a constant relationship to the issue of suicides. But again, even in constant, it's not just an issue of just the churches. It's a lot wider than that in terms of people that have to be involved in confronting that issue.
Thank you, Father. I was going to say, that our denominations are not contained in the structural doctrines. Different doctrines in each church. We can't set this to a French church doctrine. But, like I recommended, I think the group, if we could meet together, if we want something of kind that will work for all the church, and maybe be able to keep it safe in a way to help this tremendous. But now, I think we should try the original course. He had two thieves hanging alongside of each other. He looked at the person who was in the narrow bag, over there needs your help and prayer, because they're in the room. they may.
Yeah. I'm Ed Ward, Mayor of Cotsby, I'm the police department. Paul Martin, chief of police. It's been a very interesting meeting so far for me. I haven't heard anybody say anything wrong. Everybody seems to be right. And I really mean that. Everybody's got the best interest of the community at heart. And like everyone said here, I lost track many years ago of how many suicides I handled. And there were a few that weren't alcohol related. There were three to be exact out of hundreds. Literally hundreds. All of the rest were in some way, shape, or form connected with alcohol. And I'm going to just leave out the drug end of it. There were some where they were drugs and alcohol both involved. The common thread has always been alcohol. On the 4th and 5th of September, as part of our community policing effort, we brought in some people from the International City Managers Association to help us work on some problem identification and work on some problem solving techniques and basically try to get the problems in Cotsby prioritized. The group of people that was here was represented by the police department, the NALIC, city council, IRA, Northwest Independent Housing Authority, and a lot of other people, regular citizens from here in Cotsby. And after 2 days of hashing over the problem, we arrived at the conclusion that main problem here in Cotsby was alcohol and some other substance-related problems impacting community wellness here in Cotsby. We came up with a number of strategies for dealing with some of these problems, and I'm going to talk to you about some of those very briefly. And also, in the interim, we'd come up with an organization, a type of organization, community policing advisory committee to help steer this process. Community policing is community partnerships and problem solving. Like Jones and everybody else said here, it takes the entire community to deal with these problems. Traditionally, in the United States and even here, a lot of these problems have been left to the police, and about all we can do is clean up. We can arrest criminals, we can arrest people that violate the law, but it doesn't really do anything to prevent crimes from happening other than temporarily having these people in jail. So with community policing, the community gets together and tries to come up with solutions to deal with problems to keep them from happening in the first place. And if they don't happen, we don't end up having to arrest them. We don't end up having to arrest somebody. There's somebody out there that doesn't end up with a criminal record, somebody that can still get a decent job, somebody that's still an asset to the community that isn't branded as some kind of a criminal or an outcast. Anytime we can prevent something from happening, we prevent the negative impact that we have on the community by taking this person out. Community policing addresses crime, the fear of crime and disorder, and quality of life issues. Basically what it does. Through this process, we try to make the community a better place in which to live, where not only are you safe, but you feel safe. You feel safe walking down the street. You don't feel like you have to keep your door locked all the time. You aren't always wondering who's going to be coming into your house in the middle of the night. If we work together as a community to solve these problems, particularly the ones involving alcohol and drugs, right? Seems to be kind of the common thread here. Community policing is primarily proactive. We use resources of the community, the human resources, the organizations, whatever we have here locally to deal with problems. We try as much as possible to depend on each other we've come quite a ways in the last month in getting some of these partnerships formed. We've got a number of people working on Neighborhood Watch. They've made some pretty good progress in getting some of these things taken care of, getting the material, so forth, so that people can keep an eye on their part of the community to make sure that different types of crimes don't occur and that they don't go unreported. We're setting up, we're in the process of trying to get a police reserve program for that. Basically, citizens working with the police on the road, basically the reserve police officers to help deal with some of the problems. In order to help lessen some of the other impacts caused by alcohol and drugs on the young people, we're working with NIHA and the Northwest Impact Housing Authority and some other people to help set up boys and girls for come up with alternative activities for kids so that they aren't out vandalizing and drinking and doing drugs. At least we'll have an effect on some of them. One of the big things that I was asked to do was to research borough-wide local options. Do research on the entire borough going dry. And I researched Title IV and other statutes. Essentially, a borough is considered a municipality, and under those rules, the process they go through for voting on a local option is the same as any community. And I'll have more information on that at tonight's meeting. We're also in the process of making sure that the roles of this community police advisory group are well defined, so that everybody is well organized. Moving in the right direction. But basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the entire community and all the agencies and individuals working together and working in one direction to make Pasadena a better place to live in. To help get rid of the crime and the alcohol and the drugs and basically the misery that it causes, or at least get rid of the negative alcohol, or negative effects of alcohol. But we really need your help. Listening to you here tonight was really refreshing. There were a lot of different opinions on how things should be done, but they were all good opinions. They were all good constructive opinions. Nobody was tearing anybody down. Everything that was being done was to help build on something. And that's not always present at meetings. And any assistance that you elders can give us, we'd certainly appreciate. You're welcome at all of our meetings. I realize that a lot of you are not from here in Pasadena, but the problems that we're talking about here are regional problems. They affect all of us. We're all related. And if we all pull together, not just in this community, but in this region, especially through you elders, I think we can really make a big difference. Anything that happens here in Pasadena is having to do with dealing with alcohol and drugs, I'm sure affects a lot of you directly in your villages. You know, I'm looking at it from the standpoint of Kotzebue kind of being the hub, and if we're doing bad things here, it affects you out there. So your input is really valuable.
So far. Thanks, and Kalau macam tak nak tahu berdua nak tahu semua, tak mesti macam mana. Kalau orang tu, ya tu ni minyak kan nak ketik tahu macam. do, nothing to say, not enough. They don't need a lot of it. But they just start with it. Long enough at Kunahuri, what if you start with it? A bear of it. Limanda, carved off, so the yak. Bowling, okay, blue mako, a bear of it. That's not it. That's it. Driver after my game and a habit of the way I can get started with.
I didn't get it for free, and there's nothing I can do about your change of mind. I've accepted dollars, $10, just to get rid of it. And he won't stop because he did it anyway. Now, what I'm trying to say is we always know who we do. And my question, I guess, is the concern that we all have. Now that you know why you're doing this and the focusing, I'll be part of the cleanup. We can be able to make noise about selling, but that person is selling again. And that's what I want to ask. This is the kind of information appreciating?
Absolutely. And one of the things that happens when the community gets together and decides they're going to do something, they become the majority. Before, they were just one person. You get a bunch of people together, and the bootlegger over there is going to mess with that many people. You get the community together and says, look, we're not going to put up with your nonsense. One of two things is going to happen. You're either going to get caught rather quickly, or you're going to quit doing dealing with a bunch of individuals in the community, they can easily intimidate one or two people at a time. They can't scare a whole town. And the other thing is that we'll be working right with you. We want to work with the community. We don't want to work on the community. We want to work with the community. The community generally knows what we need to do. Good people don't tell us things because, you know, it involves their relatives. But on the other side of the coin, you get a bunch of community members tell this person, knock it off. And there's a real good possibility that something's going to happen. You get a bunch of community members working directly with us to help community people. And a bunch of different organizations all concentrating on that same thing. I mean, either stop the activity or get have a real good chance of success, and we're really pretty out. but we're not interested in what's happening in the other places. We're interested in what takes place here in Pasadena and here in this region. So what we do may not be exactly like they do it. We'll probably have to come to their own way, us and you. But it's just, if we all pull together, we can do it.
Part of the committee too that's working on the community policing, and tonight we're going to have our meeting at the NANA board meeting starting at 7 o'clock, and we invite everybody because we're going to all work for the same thing. So maybe hoping we start from here in Kotzebue and work up to the villages too, where we can try to stop most of the alcohol and the drugs that are going up in Kotzebue. So tonight at 7, if I can get a van, call me. I'll come down here and pick you up, and if you guys want to go to the meeting, we can all go on there.
You know, open at 7, we ain't going to be done till 8:30, right?
What's that?
I can help doing rights to. Okay, anyone else? Paul?
No, I did it all.
Yeah, Ed said it all. I think this is a real good meeting. Mildred, if I get your box number later, I can mail you some of those.
Yeah, box 13.
Kivalina?
Mm-hmm.
I'll mail you those.
Yeah, Wilbur?
Let me give a little comment to you. I'm in city council in Narvik, and I'm a police commissioner. I coordinate our VPO and VPSO, and we've been having problem with that. I know which everybody do. And they always are public, always make a complaint, either through phone or you meet them in the street. And they said, council ain't doing nothing. Look, you're police commissioner, you ain't doing nothing. But in our meetings, we start telling them, if you want to make a complaint, do it on writing. Because the complaint you make, I did not see it. If I make a move on the complaint, and then okay, a person will get the bottle for me. If I tell them, I'll give them the money. And that person bring me the bottle, and I'll call the trooper. Okay, they were going to court state, and we're in there, and the person who buy the bottle for me did not appear. That person, where they get the bottle from, will turn around and get me, and I'll be in bar, because I did not see that guy had a bottle. Or it's this law is getting bad. It's real bad. That's what I almost make it one time, but then the guy turned around and give up. I'm working against on that. I got a lot of harassment and all that, but thank God I learned how to not get frustrated, and I'm working hard, still working hard on it. Yes, there's drugs coming through the post office. I get the hold of General Postmaster Anchorage in Fairbanks, and we caught a couple, three of them already on the post office. But it's not easy. It's not easy. It's a public's fault too. They never trying to make a move. They want the council to do all the work, which everyone could make a complaint and do something about it, but then they never tried to make complaints.
Hopefully the troop will be there tonight also. Bob Mead has been to just about all of our meetings. So hopefully between you and the trooper and us, we'll get something worked out. Trooper is, I guess he's kind of your main point of contact for
There's one thing I didn't like when I reported the military. I reported the guy who stuff, but I never buy one. stuff I don't think. And I report what the other people experienced with that person. And I report that when the answer I got was, you get approved, and you have approved, we'll go up there and get that person. How can an elder like me get a bottle from him? They won't sell one to me, I know that. And it's that way. It's like merry-go-round over there, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it, so. What you need to do probably is, need to try to need to get more of the community involved. Probably. Yes. Because like I said, these guys can be pretty scary if they're dealing with one-on-one. And if, like you say, you're not a person who normally buy liquor, so there isn't much you can do that way. But if they can get some other community members interested, maybe somebody that might buy something that would be willing to help, or somebody that might be willing to go after the reward. Those are only problems, I think, that with the community to work out in partnership with their police. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. A
couple of weeks ago, Randall was working on this too. I provide a place for some people that chose to stack out at that place, several of them. I think that the reason why my formula was analyzed some time ago. So they did all kinds of bad things to you for being outspoken. But I wanted to say, sometimes in the middle of the night, when I'm worried, I'm a single parent, and I'm raising my granddad. Once in a while at night, I would just see if she's okay. And one of those nights, I got up to take a look out the window, and I saw a truck by the car from where I live. Person, pretty high, he wasn't different about what he was. And he come out of that building, and the car they go. That confirms what the tenant from that place would say. He is always floor slamming in high gear. And he says, I get to know why. Now I don't. I often worry about this myself. I think they should make it up on the other tenants by telling me that we didn't run what's going on. But I think after going to your meeting tonight, I may stop to this. This is part of my responsibility to help out the community.
There's almost always a representative there at our meeting. Is that who you're talking about?
Huh?
Are you talking about the housing authority manager?
Yeah.
There's so far in every meeting, we've had a couple of representatives. They've been really active, so I'm sure that they don't want to let you know. Okay.
It's the same old thing over and over that I talk about in these meetings. Is like our village is one of the smallest villages there is, but it's the biggest, turning out to be the biggest one in hanging themselves. It's now getting down to 8-year-old kids. And that's pretty bad. But what good does it do to talk about it? I mean, we do all we can to try to help them, but you talk about it, where does it go? It goes to the home. Then you start another story and we're talking again. It goes back to the home again. It's the homes are the ones that causing all their family all this problem. That 8-year-old kid that hung himself, they brought him back from Anchorage. And there was one relative there, she was feeling real bad. And we all felt sorry for her, of course. So what does she do? She turns around and goes back to Kotzebue the very same day. She said she had a meeting. Well, okay, I said if I was her, I would skip that meeting. I think it's more important that I try to see that, I try to make arrangements instead of going to a meeting. How important is this meeting? Where is it? And what is it about? Nobody knew. So, like I thought it might be, I don't know if that's the reason why she came down or not, but came back and there's Ricky. It's really, our village is really getting down to, I don't know what, it's a hopeless case.
Well, maybe make it short, go to our meeting tonight. Cooper will be there. you know, I think this is one of the reasons why we wrote this letter to our material concerns, so that something could be started. Not to put our past into the position, but something should start. Like these people here, they're trying to start this community policing so that we can start supporting them with information. We're not going to go up there and start making arrests, but we can do a lot by giving them information. Who's selling or who's running into our kids, you know, things like this. Okay.
It's so hard to have to try to help people. I mean, maybe I think wrong. I don't know. For instance, here's another thing that went on was these two went to a meeting, and they're no drunks. But their kids are, and the kids are alone. They're big kids, but then there are some real small ones, 2-year-old, I think is the youngest. They were babysitting, and they're right next door from me. And that night, I heard banging out there, and I knew there was a fight, so I called the one and only girl that's in the family, and I told her, I said, if things get too bad out there, you bring your little sister and brother over and stay here. So she did. And they came home, and things were pretty busted up, and, you know, that's expected. If you have a bunch of drinking boys, but I don't know, I couldn't get over the other day. She was leaving again for a wedding, both were, and this one kid of theirs that's real rowdy when he's drinking was down here going to training and came back drunker than heck all that afternoon, all that night, and I didn't even know the troopers were up there. They were right in the village. Now, when that happened, the mother got to Anchorage and started calling the babysitter, a young babysitter, saying, don't let my son go out, don't let my son go out, keep him in. Okay, what's the answer to that? She doesn't want to get him in trouble. Shucks, if it was me, I'd say, you have it coming, here it is. Maybe I'm just too rough, I don't know. But my grandchildren, you know, I've got grown-up grandchildren that drink too, but they sure don't get rowdy around my house. They know better than that. They laugh at me and say, listen, Grandma's Anna's starting to whine again. So how can you help a village like that now? Some are trying to protect their kids. I guess they seem to think they're protecting them, but they're just shoving them to bigger problem, bigger trouble, is the way I look at it. I don't know. So, I don't know, in these meetings sometimes I don't even want to say anything. Because I guess I should we give up? What would you do, Jonas?
I can tell you, I have a daughter who is in jail, and I feel better that she was there.
Because at least she's safe.
I will see my daughter when she's in trouble. Better than saying my daughter is... One time, when she was on probation, she comes in through the door. She was turned off. Just kick her away all the way to the house.
Mm.
Nothing up here that common sense wasn't there anymore.
A lot of that stuff comes in the Provost all the time. See, we must get about 10, 11, 12 airplanes coming from every which way all day long. And I mean all day long. And it comes in steady. But they can't catch them there. But one time I talked to a trooper here, and I said, isn't there such a thing you can do? Like so-and-so is always bringing that stuff in. Can't everything that she mails and take be searched? Or isn't there such a dog that's trained to smell the stuff and do what? Bark, or what do they do?
Okay, where are we now? Are we down to the
first
number four on the businesses? They have the number speaker in the election.
Five new business right now.
Oh,
yes.
You're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
If everybody thinks it's done,
okay.
Thank you.
Over here, if you don't mind, so you can switch places in your legs. Give your legs a break. Plus, I want to talk to Wilbur, because I noticed we have to speak louder. So sometimes I get soft, and I want to make sure he hears me.
Thanks.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to be here. I always feel good when I'm in the presence of elders, because I think that this group is the most important group in our region, in our borough. And I would like to urge you to never give up hope and to keep on sending out directions to all the organizations and all the leaders. Because I think with your direction and your guidance, I think our region can become healthy again. And I also think that it's the adult population in our borough that need to do the work that you ask them to. If you ask them to consider something, then they should find out ways to make that happen. And, you know, I'd like to encourage you to keep that up. I think all of us look forward to your advice and your directives when you do come out and say it, and we know you're there with us all the time in many ways. One of the things that I've been asked, or that I've been trained to, way back in 1989, I was trained to do a parenting class called In the Spirit of the Family. It took me about 2 years to figure out what this all meant. And when I finally figured it out, it was just another way of working the INIFAID Lit to Safe program. Another way of presenting it back to the people where it came from in this region. So when I think it was in 1990 or 91 at a big regional conference of elders that we had here at the school, I spent a day presenting the information to the people in the gym here. I don't know how many were elders at that meeting there. I could see your head. One. Okay. What I'd like to do, and I've requested it through Martha's program, is to present it again to the elders, the Regional Elders Council first. And what I'm asking for is a one day, to spend one day with you or with the other elders so that I can talk again about this program. This program talks about family. We've heard today different problems that are villages and people have with suicide, with alcohol, with police problems. So this philosophy that we teach in Family Systems is to take it to the heart of each person first. When we begin working with individual families first, then we can walk our talk better. We can practice what we preach. We can reach out to help others because we understand what they're going through. Or we can see what they're feeling by feeling what they might be saying with their heart but not with their voice. Or maybe we can look with their eyes and listen to what they're saying with their eyes instead of their mouth. So this program kind of goes over that. It talks about the role of a family member. What is the role of elders in your family, grandparents? What is the role of adults? What is the role? What should we expect from our young adults and our young people? How should we take care of our kids, and how should we take care of our younger children from the time they're born to their adults? Another important part of this is to teach about the grieving cycle, to understand why we feel sadness, or why we feel anger, or why we feel hurt, or why we're happy, to talk about emotions around that so that we can understand it only with ourselves first, and then we can begin to reach out to others that are feeling maybe the same way. We have a lot of people that are angry today about the effects of alcohol. People just want to stand back and not deal with it. Why, when we look back and we use this grieving cycle as a tool, maybe it was based on something that's not alcohol related. Maybe something happened in school where they were hurt. Maybe somebody else scolded them in the wrong way. Maybe somebody didn't teach them how to make choices. And these are some of the things that we talk about and learn in this parenting class. Another thing that we talk about is the values. We all know them here as our Inupiaq Lekasait values. The way we work, the way we feel, the way we share. And these are things that we talk about so we can strengthen ourselves to help teach them to others that are needy, that are needed, or that are in need of the values. I find that portion of the training session as a good teaching tool for providers from our organizations, from our non-Native people that come here to work with us. That portion, I think, is important for them to hear and learn about. So we talk about that and how to carry them on to children and on to adults. We also teach in this family systems how to make healthy choices and to how to communicate. What's wrong with you? Or what is bothering you? What is wrong? What do you need? So we begin to teach communication skills in this class. And I think this is important because in our school system, our children and our grandchildren are taught in a different way. They learn the Western values that are way different than our own in our communities, in our own families. So when we begin to put these two, how do we bridge these two together so we walk, like that poster says, how I walk in two worlds with one spirit. So we talk about that during this training session. I think this training idea is planned for sometime in February, and I just wanted to mention a little bit about it now and hope that I'll be seeing you again here. It's normally a 3-day program, but we're going to do it in 1 day, just to give you an overview. And what I'd like at that time from you is I would like to get your input, your ideas on what maybe needs to be strengthened or what needs to be taken out. One of the things that Nana is interested in doing is having this family systems brought to all the villages sometime this year, so that we can teach it again in the villages and in the community. What I'd also like to do is to train other people to teach this from within Kotzebue or the region, so that everybody will have a resource person in their own village to work with you, to work with our community. And with that, I guess I'll continue working with Elmer and Martha and Mandy. So I think in the spirit of the family has a place, and I think it needs the guidance of the elders here in order to move on. It's one way of providing advice, and it's also, I think, one way of dealing with the problems that we're seeing. Because I think the way we teach it now is with the philosophy of the II program, the spirit program. Do you have any questions?
Yep, in our next our regional meeting, we're gonna have one extra day to work with Linda on the program, so be expecting that on our, it'll be in February sometimes, we'll forget what day it'll be in February, so just we'll have one extra day of meetings to meet, that extra day will be with her.
No questions?
Linda, on that extra day that we're gonna have with you, so you're going to present your program, what you did and how you do it and all that, and then take that, when we have that extra day, and then maybe we'll have a better chance to see which of those that you teach in the village. More useful, and which is not going to be, then maybe we can wait until then. And,
okay.
And we'll take it from there. But I think your program is, I think it's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should look at how we're going to implement this and when, what time of the year.
Linda, do you feel that one day is enough, or would it be better if we had a full three-day session and had just the time towards in the spirit of the family, and then not worry about other things on our agenda, but just focus on that alone, because it's going to be something that's really important if we want to have a full 3 days and just discuss in the spirit of the family and not take care of our business issues. It could be a separate time, and not with our elders meeting, but that we just focus on in the spirit of the family.
I think that would work good for me. Give me more time, then I wouldn't be talking as fast as I could.
Because we'll get one full day of lots of information, and it's something so important that we all need to be able to absorb it and think about it and feel it. And one day I don't feel is going to be enough. And if it is one day, it's going to be too fast. And by the time it's over, we might forget all of it or something like that. I think it's important, and I want to see what you guys feel about the whole three-day session.
One day being practical exercise?
One day would be crammed. There's a lot of things left out.
Yeah. If we can swing this into 3 days and take at least or half a day of your 3 days and do the practical exercise,
yeah,
amongst our.
Yeah.
And being, let's say that we're some problems with the family, and see how this can.
Okay. Yeah, of course, the other thing I could do is incorporate that in the daily teaching. If you have a question and then you're wondering how to deal with it, we can work it in so that we model it during the training.
That would be good.
Father said that
Linda, have you been doing this within the group?
Yes, I've been working.
Younger people than elders?
In this region, I've worked with the health educators. Then I also presented once at the Buckland School. And then I went around to all the schools working with different parents during the day in the community, but sometimes parents are so busy they don't come for the full 3 days. So it's always been people coming when they have the time.
I think what I'm getting at, I'm not saying that we should, we shouldn't have this, Linda. Is our elders going to be able to take care of everything in this workshop?
Yes. And if you want it translated, we can have that. Levi, right? I work at the borough. If you have any other questions about it, I'll be there.
You said that maybe the elders could put them with more input in what they're doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think this should be the main purpose of that.
Okay.
Because being the elders, being the advisors of different organizations, you know, I don't know, I'm not saying that they're not very friendly. He'll be glad to help you so that maybe we could pass it on to our younger generation.
Is this the first meeting you're going to have with the elders or you about the family?
Last time I met with the elders was at that big conference that they had in 90 or 91.
So you're just trying to get that input on that. Okay.
So you're gonna come out with your program and say this one works okay, but this one here seems to you know it's not working because of this and that. And then right there, when we get to that point, then we'll see which way we're going to go with it, and maybe this way it will work. This is what you want.
Yeah, what I'll do is present what I usually do, then you can give me input on what you liked or didn't like about it.
Okay.
Which was helpful.
I think that's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
So this 3 days sometimes in...
There's no date set yet. It could be November, it could be December, February. We'll come up with a date that it's good for our budget and it's good for everybody's schedule. Because
okay.
Right now it's not in our budget, but we'll figure out a way. If you guys want to do it by this year, we could do it this year. Otherwise, we may have to wait until after 98.
Mr. Chairman, what's the budget process?
Right now, we're working on our budget, and it should be done by November for the trust.
For 98.
For 97. For 98.
Levi and I requested the Nanoboards in Anchorage that we, even just our executive board, be present to the budget process when going for,
approval?
Yeah. Being presented to the board.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Namna, nakuwina ang nagsisig, kay makakuhu, uglum, kay sikpadiyon, pinyasunini, bani, nani, lila na tayo siya, umutuwina, ukawkinik, lintabik,
Okay. maybe stuck. There'll be a lot of patching like there. Maybe it'll be something that'll help, something that's missing.
So cannot, you know, the Sumit and Lamit, the Malay Hira Pata, the Ustiu Ati Kayan Mira Lu, the Ustiu Kayuaya Pati. The Ustiu Mandatura, the Kayan Mira Pata, the Ustiu Kayuaya Pati,
All that should be patched up, filled with something.
We'll take that 10-minute break. New business me number 4. Damnalu Atle. Elder Speaker. AFN Elder Speaker. Strengthening our unity through the wisdom of our elders.
In your packet there's a letter from the AFM. They wanted our region and region to have an elder to speak out, to speak to the audience and strengthening our unity through the wisdom of our elders. That's going to be the theme for the AFN convention this next month. So within the committee, or if you want somebody else from your one of your in the communities, anybody to speak, like Tom did it last, I think he did it last year, right?
Yeah.
He was the elder speaker from our region last year. And if you would like to elect somebody to do that for you, let me know right away so I can call back down there and so they can make room for somebody to speak for, I don't know how many minutes, maybe 10 minutes or so. And I'm on the on B. Now we have tickets for 5 elders from our region to go down to the AFN convention. So amongst you, or from one of their villages, if you guys want somebody from your village to go down to AFN, let me know right away. So, but we do need 5 people from our region's elders council. That would have to be from you people here. So if you guys would like, if you people would like to think about it till tomorrow, let me know tomorrow so I can make confirm the reservations, the airfares, and the hotel. And by the way, we'll be staying at the courtyard. Courtyard Hotel down there was supposed to. So that's where the elders, 5 elders will be staying. And I'll come along as your chauffeur, your driver. Do this, do that. I'll be your gopher. So you guys want to think about it and let me know tomorrow which 5 elders you want to send down there, unless you want to send the executive council down there, which is Levi, Elmer, your secretary, Mildred, and Tommy, huh? Yes, they're the executive council.
And also, we need to appoint somebody as secretary tomorrow.
Yeah, by tomorrow, yes. It'd be good if we can, if you can elect a new secretary. As a matter of fact, I think the bylaw says it's up to you, Mr. Chairman, to select it. Select a secretary within the council here.
Let me speak a little bit about this AFN thing.
You won't take long, just a few words, maybe. Would you like to tell that away?
Go ahead.
We'll go to you with it. Agenda, more like an agenda, is the plan, what they're trying to do with the Sharon Aluska, coordinator, put Tamani, Fanuani Kadima, Kadimada, Otapiata, plan not there, Kapta, Tavruma, Pisilariati, what Eldred Mako, Kirtema, Tamani, Taliki Sata, Lashon, Kingamun Pipanda. Kerk besokter nak semua benar sak form nampak ni kain dan jari kita mana agilah siapa bukannya pilakas benar semua agilan besok pada kecuma telekan pang lek tot ani yang laksan semua teh mana wasak wadiun benar sakar ulu kecut semua ni dah pati kena hata oh ibu ma kapek tikatiun conference subsistence comes conference in ya nukta tikata wa put wani leo piapta sambo October 19 ashi vote need to crown uta make sure ta mani la pa khu mo wani agla din nekban you mean a roba siu sidne lipse ta mani na ro lunga katima kati te lo kata pinik mati ut Piyuminak pan ngo ko, at ang mga nangyayasaw na kalawag tunga, katimakataulong nga sa unne yung ta. Apay, sabag, sa mga tisak sinirati ko, nutap tinning makauling nga, pisika ko ta. Tasama, ayun na kati ko, nakoksi sa ura ang luwit, pinasaw ang luwit. Te mami, suicide, tami lo, isigitsok. Tanang na yung ta. Six groups, Tanu kalhaut, Eskimo, Aleut, Barrow, and that's in the way to it. Pisakta and Matiut from each region. Wagalina namin. Ko, Elmer, I'm your own, is Maro Sama. Pinaluk is in your co, Damani Dictit. Wup, a kick to it. What do you really choose in your Pisome is laughing, so this I will more. Woko sa ang lunga ang iwit na pinisalaw ito ang lan penitik man niya kisok to ito ang ikat suwasoy at taong nakitingon niya ang lan tamo nga ligin niya uma tamo tukha na katika kapsinte o tukha net 90 ito tukha lalit pekati isu kaot kinyamun pimalitin takim na sila tayo zero guin niya chair makakapot tamo chair Saya maksud, saya ada orang susu sang tamu awal tiap 19 meter tamu orang negara lalu kau pinjau. 22 meter lan 25 mun. Kuna pinjau orang susu kuna. Eh apa? Wah, tamu semua kalal lagi tu wah. Outside India kuna. Tuna kau nak uji kuni alus kami kuna alus macam semua yang dia sembuh ni terkoordinator ikut. So they pin the second lawy.
That's of course. You could have a day.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Even though you're with the Aboriginal elders, they still pay your. You still pay this fair.
Kind of trust.
For the Aboriginal elders?
Yeah.
We'll have to see if it's in addition to the five, but Burrow and Nana pay for the youth and elder. And the borough hasn't decided, they didn't decide who the youth will be yet. And for all the people going down, there's that elders conference right before the AFN. And those five elders that we have from this council, we'd like the rest of you to participate in that youth and elders conference and then participate in AFN. And it could be anyone, you fellows can decide which of you can go, which of you can volunteer to go at that time. It's in middle of October. And we could maybe nominate people to go, or we want to, if people are traveling over and over and over, some complaint from the elders will say, you know, how come so-and-so keep traveling over and over? We want to have a chance to travel too. Another thing somebody will say is make sure that person could walk. You know, because some people need to have somebody with taking care of them the whole time. So it's anybody that wants to from our group go, and hopefully by tomorrow we'll know which five of you are going and which one of you will be the elder speaker. We need one elder speaker and five. If there's any other organizations that can help you to travel, like for instance if Park Service could send Jonas, or if any other organization can send you, then that would be good, that we will have room for another person to go.
Mr. Chairman, I would think that I think we should select one extra person besides Tommy, because he's a representative on that Aboriginal group. He won't be able to attend these and other meetings. He won't be able to attend elders and youth conference. So we should select five from this board and six with Tom.
Right now our budget calls for five elders, and anything after five, then we'll have to get funding from NANA, Manila Borough, KIC, or anything like that. But right now we have enough to take five.
I think our AFN is, what's the name of that AFN? Keith? Since it's pertaining to elders, I think we should try to bring as much elders as we can. I requested funding for five elders from Cotterview to our organization. The Bill, NANA, Manita, IRA here in Cotterview, and KIC. Now, KIC is willing to send one, IRA is willing to send one, and NANA is willing to give a hotel in the courtyard, which me and Levi discussed, the chairman and the vice chairman, too far for our elders being in the courtyard after being down there during the opening. Summit, but we didn't really feel that it was appropriate for our elders to be there because it was too far. There's going to be a lot of movements back and forth for our elders. That's why I mentioned to Elmer that, you know, if it should be done, that we either stay in Hilton or Westmark on 6th Avenue, because both of them are walking distance. And if these elders get tired, then Elmer's going to have to continually move them back and forth all the way to the courtyard from the meeting room. We bore a little bit of hardship last year because some of our elders were a little bit disabled, but this year we have people like Janet Farr here, selected people that could walk to the meeting, to be able to get in the car without any help. So, I don't know. But if that's what NANA wants to donate for our elders to be in the courtyard, then I don't know.
Originally, Elmer had them had reservations for elders to stay at the Hilton. And I mentioned that to Charlie, and he mentioned to me that 60% of all the money that goes to the courtyard is going to come back to NANA. So if any way, if we could stay at the courtyard, that money is going to come back to NANA, which means more money for NANA, more money in our dividends.
We shouldn't speak about any money when we go into trips like this. I think this trip is important because we went to Subsistence Summit, and that was important. And this is going to be part of it. The elders be in unity to give direction during that AFN convention. I think money shouldn't be a subject that we're going to get returned if you stay there.
Elmer, are you, Elmer, what kind of vehicle are you going to have?
Okay, I requested a minivan, so Arctic Travel is going to get me a minivan to be taking the elders on, but I still have the 6 room reserved in the Hilton, which I haven't, I never told him to cut me off yet. I mean, I didn't tell him to get my name off of it yet. So we still have 6 rooms reserved in the Hilton, but again, we're going to have to work with I don't know what to say. So right now I've got 6 rooms reserved in the Hilton, and I got 6 rooms reserved in the courtroom, which courtyard. Which way do I go?
I'd like to say again and let you know that the eating facilities are not appropriate for our elders. They feed breakfast, but they won't feed lunch. There's no place to eat lunch there.
And Charlie also mentioned that there's a lot of people staying at the courtyard with a lot of cars, and if people needed help with the shuttle, that shouldn't be a problem. But we'll see how everything goes, and if the people that are elected to go, if they would rather stay downtown, then you could stay downtown. But right now, because of Charlie's recommendation and because courtyard is part of Nana's, then you know I would elect to that you guys stay at the courtyard, unless you guys decide that the 5 people that are going, that you guys decide you want to stay somewhere else. But there's vehicles, Elmer, and some Nana board members, they'll all be at the courtyard too, so there'll be people going back and forth. But it'll be up to the 5 people that decide to go, but right now the recommendation is for the people to stay at the courtyard.
In the past years, you know, there's no dependability in that, you know, in the whole thing, you know, because even some of our guardians, you know, are not able to take care of our people. This is what I thought maybe the elders could be a little bit better shape, and we should help our elders how, where we put them and how we treat them.
All 11 villages.
Yeah.
And it's intimidating going now.
I know that the whole Elders Council used to go, but then now, the past couple of years, there's only a few of the elders that could go, not all the representatives from each village.
I think there's some misjudgment on it. budgeting. Because the elders were not asked about these saints when this only five members were budgeted. Now we're stuck with that. Elder group decide to, all of them decide to go, that's where we're going to get the money from.
Ask Charlie.
That's why Levi and I requested that our executive board be involved with our budgeting this coming year. Which is when we approve, discussed by the committee of the NANA board.
It is possible we have enough in our budget for 5 people, but when Alaska Airlines did their special 180 round trip ticket to Anchorage in July, you had to buy them by the end of July, Chickie had all the members given for that. She gave Arctic Travel the entire list of the elders. So it might be possible that there are extra tickets, but right now, coming up with the budget, you know, it's too late to make any changes right now with our current budget, you know, at this short notice. But right now there's 5, and it's possible that Arctic Travel may have listing for everybody. But we don't have those tickets from Arctic Travel yet. And the past couple of years, we've been sending 5 five elders to the to AFN.
Yeah, speaking about those the tickets to $180 or $90 that we requested earlier, Arctic Travel is working on them right now to see if we can still get tickets for each one of you guys travel this year, rest of this year. So keep our fingers crossed. I'm going to find out again a little while, pretty quick here, see what how far they've gone.
Okay. And then we'll take it from there, see how we get it in the morning, tomorrow sometimes. And by tomorrow, we need to select a speaker and select the five that needs to go into the AFN.
And also a secretary for your
yeah,
council. Well, let me into, I'm sorry, I forgot to introduce a new member. Evelyn Ballard, she took the place of Magdalene. Mm-hmm. But so from now on, Evelyn will be coming into the council meeting.
Oh, Evelyn.
Evelyn will be, yeah. She's the new president of Selwick. And so is Leonard Douglas. He's, I believe, you're the new president of Shangnak.
Yeah.
So he'll be coming into the meetings too. Who else did I miss out? You're going to take Flora's place, right?
Just for
the one day, or is it going to be for the rest of it?
I don't know. Just because she's sick.
Okay, I'm glad you made it.
I think we either need to write a letter to IRA.